Hey, it's 29 February 2020. That means it's leap day. So happy leap day. It was a big day for me when I was at Leap Wireless, which was a long time ago. So go to your old web browsers and check out Leap Wireless, which went away some time ago. That became Cricket Communications and is now called, wait for it, AT&T. And speaking of large wireless carriers, the FCC decided to fine a group of them a little over $200 million for basically selling your location information to bounty hunters and other people who had location-based services. So I guess my children's whereabouts was sold to people by the wireless carriers. And from the looks of the fine, it was T-Mo was by far the worst, over $90 million, and Sprint, their new partner, was the best at closer to $12 million. So together, Sprint and T-Mo were like $100 million, a little more, $103 million. Meanwhile, Verizon and AT&T kind of paired around the middle, a little less than $50 million for Verizon, a little more for AT&T. And I'm glad, I guess, violate the rules of sharing information should be fined. But I don't ever remember granting anyone the ability to share my children's location with anyone. I mean, Facebook was fined $5 billion for sharing my like of pattern socks with Cambridge Analytica. And the group of wireless carriers, as a group, pay 1/20th the fine for selling my kids' location. I just don't understand where the fine police decide, 20 years in jail for this and probation for that. You know, who knows? I don't know. But it seems like kind of a small fine, but who knows? Hopefully they just stop doing things like that. And don't share things that weren't supposed to be shared. But if you grant people the ability to share things in exchange for something for free, that's a little bit different than paying $400 a month, which seems to be what I pay, and then have your information shared. It's a bit like paying, $100 for four $25 movie tickets and going into the movie theater and then having to sit through 15 minutes of advertising. I mean, didn't they make enough money on the $100? I don't know. Seems like there'd be a skip ad button above a certain pay rate at movie theaters. At any rate, I digress. With respect to other news, not a lot going on. I always like to start with 5G these days. That seems to be where all the action is and excitement and fanfare and parades and so forth. I did notice this week Verizon doing carrier aggregation on the 28 gig spectrum. And if you like carrier aggregation in the low bands, you're going to love it at 28 gig, right? So they demonstrated if they were able to aggregate all eight of their 100 meg channels, they get over 4 gigabits a speed. So that's around 500 meg each, which is what we knew they were getting there. So 500 meg on a 100 meg channel, pretty good spectral efficiency, 5 bits per second per hertz. So and you add them all together, you get 4.2 gigabits. There you go. They actually demonstrated this into a, this is a Samsung radio. Good for Samsung, again. And Motorola phone, I think both of them probably had a Qualcomm chip, the 865 or the X55 probably, and the modem. Anyhow, good news on the 5G front. Another thing I noticed this week or a week or so ago was Crown Castle's earnings. And they mentioned that they expect to see more revenue growth, particularly from small cells this year. So they're always a great company to watch because they're on the tip of the spear in a lot of the activities going on in wireless deployments on the infrastructure and network side. They sort of split, as you know. Crown has fiber service, a tower service, and a small cell service, so good for them. Encouraging to see small cells, which never quite exploded the way it was predicted by many people many years ago. Come back to that some other day, but looks like a good year for small cells if you're in that business. And that goes in the UK as well. I noticed that the government is going to release not as large as the RODF funding. We'll get to that in a moment in the FCC, but close to 50 to 100 million pounds in rural connectivity. So like we saw in the US, we're seeing in the UK as well. I guess the big 5G news was setting up the 5G spectrum to go later this year. And that, of course, is the C-band, which is being auctioned around the world, you probably know. And as expected from the FCC, the C-band auction, I think, is 280 megahertz of spectrum. And this has been tied up by the satellite operations, and that passed this week. And as you may recall from an earlier podcast, there was a little bit of dissension on the part of the satellite operators who came in to collect their money for their free spectrum, that if they simply accelerate moving out of the band, they get rewarded with that. Pretty good deal for them. Free spectrum, here's $10 billion just to stop using what we let you use for free for your business. So lucky them. Courtesy of the U.S. taxpayers. Yeah. Good for you. You could use the money, I'm sure. I did also notice that, come back to that some other day, but it looks like some of the low orbit guys might be eyeing the rural funding now. I know Viasat made a lot of CAF funding, but who knows? With this speed-based and latency-dependent funding, that could also offer up some opportunities for LEOs. Don't know, is that entirely what the government had in mind? But if SpaceX can come in and get some of the RDOF funding, I guess good for them. That's fulfilling the mission, right? As long as the low latency, high speed requirements are met, then seems like they ought to have a crack at that, as well as anyone who's paying to put up towers and do other things to try to drive revenue in that area. And provide more service. And that's really all that we have today to talk about. Looking forward to some news next week that's something other than the coronavirus, and find out what opportunities for events and growth in this industry can happen irrespective of, I guess I'll just call it, the troubles, which we're all going through right now. So hopefully I'll see you in a day or two.